objective of that NSP 2021 to 2025 was to reduce malaria incidence by 90% using 2019 as the baseline. So you realize that by 2023, which was at midterm, we had reduced from 333 to 146, and that's a 56% reduction as at the midterm of the NSP 2021 to 2025. And then again, for children under 5, we had reduced from 0.12% to 0.06%, which is a 50% reduction in death. Now, the second objective was to reduce 50% of malaria cases by 2025, also using 2019 as the baseline. And then for this indicator, we're able to reduce our OPD cases from 193 per 1,000 population to 166 per 1,000 population, which is a 14% decrease as a midterm.
That's
so these
a
are
yes, jump.
Some of the successes that have been chalked
wow.
so far.
In terms of the challenges that you may have, experienced along the way, what are some of them and what has been the steps to mitigate them?
All right, some of the challenges are, and when it comes to treatment of malaria, in our part of the world, a lot of the time when people have fever, they automatically assume that once you have fever, it's malaria. So you realize that there's been a lot of abuse of the ACTs, that's our first line for malaria treatment. And so it's leading to some resistance because people who actually do not have malaria are taking it once they have fever. And so what we have done so far is to increase the education on malaria. We've also partnered with the OTCMS, as the over-the-counter medical sellers, and pharmacies to also test when people walk into their pharmacies and they say they think they have malaria, so that we are sure that's actually malaria they have before they are given any ACTs for treatment. Another challenge that we face is the ITNs that we routinely give. We give our ITNs.
What's an ITN?
Insecticide-treated nets.
See, we
or long-lasting insecticide nets.
Thank you.
Yes.
You said something before that one. OTS.
Yes, the over-the-counter chemical.
Oh, over-the-counter chemical. Okay, so
yes,
like...
sorry.
Yeah, because and earlier this morning, I talked about how people... we've all had malaria so many times that we even diagnose it ourselves without going to
exactly.
the hospital.
Exactly.
And then we just go and buy it over-the-counter.
Yes. The interesting thing is, in Greater Accra, for instance, we have the lowest prevalence of malaria in the entire country.
Wow.
Yes.
What accounts for that?
Because some of the interventions that we are actually rolling out are working.
Okay.
Case management is working.
Okay.
The sulfadoxin pyrimethamine we give to pregnant women is reducing malaria in pregnancy.
Okay.
The nets that we are given, we do something we call larviciding, where we go to communities
and
in the district and spray. So all these things are working and helping, accounting in the reduction of the malaria case. So a lot of the fever that we actually think is malaria really isn't malaria. So that's why we are also promoting the 3T, which is test, treat, and track.
Okay.
So we don't want people to just walk in and buy any ACT. When you walk into the pharmacy, get tested before you buy the ACT.
What's an ACT?
All right, so that's atomicin combination therapy.
Yes. So that's where you do the atomicinate
amodiaquine. Yes.
So that's the atomicin
combination
treatment.
Therapy.
Okay. You learn something new every day. So overall, what you said so far indicates that we've made some great strides.
Yes, we have.
How much more work is required and who should do what?
All right, so to eliminate malaria from Ghana, all of us are involved. So individuals, communities, organizations, NGOs, the government. Individuals, on our own level, we can make sure that around our homes, we clear puddles of water, containers that contain stagnant water, so that we don't have the mosquitoes breeding around our homes. Yes, organizations like NGOs that work in the malaria field can also continue to increase community awareness, increase education in the community, identify pregnant women in the homes to make sure that they do take the sulfadoxin pyrimethamine that is being offered free of charge in the hospitals, so that we can prevent prevent malaria in pregnancy.